Remember us? احنا نانسي ونسرين. Last season, we opened up and we shared قصصنا معك. It was such a journey for all of us.
ودلوقتي, as we stepped into a new season, لقينا نفسنا بنسأل some really big questions. What if we changed the story? What if we reclaimed the narrative? And what would happen if we truly took the time to make it all make sense?
اكتشفنا that the answers we're seeking aren't one size fits all. كل واحد فينا عنده their own unique path to well-being. And we want to explore that مع بعض.
In our second season titled Intentions, we're kicking off the new year with a commitment to intentional living. It's all about reclaiming our stories, taking control of our time, and setting the direction for our lives.
كل أسبوع هيبقى عندنا a challenge for ourselves and you. مع بعض, we'll try to step outside of our comfort zones and explore new things.
الهدف إننا نساعد نفسنا ونساعد بعض to find that unique path to our mental, emotional, and physical well-being.
We really can't wait to go on another journey with you.
Let's make this season one of connection, growth, and intention.
يلا بينا!
يلا بينا! Ahlan, hello, and welcome back to Shay Wa'awa, the Sips of Sanity podcast. سؤال النهاردة, what if I feel fully? السؤال ده جماعة خلينا نتعرف على a different kind of intelligence. مش اللي احنا بنقعد نمتحن له وناخد له تيست او يتصحح بقلم احمر. Emotional intelligence, or EI for short, is about us recognizing, مش بس recognizing وان احنا نفهم كمان when manage الايموشنز بتاعتنا والايموشنز بتاعت غيرنا. تخيلي بقى
ده كتير يا جماعه, ده كتير
قوي قوي, صعب مش سهل. يعني احنا لازم نسمع what's happening beneath the surface والمشاعر اللي مش دايما بنتعرف عليها احنا عندنا, وكمان respond بintention, مش ترد بسرعه بس, يعني نحاول نavoid الرياكشن السريع. والكلمه اللي really anchored us this week I would say is tune in. كل ما كنت بقرأ على emotional intelligence ألاقي كلمة tune into your emotion, tune into your feelings, tune in. And I was like, okay, how do we do that? إزاي نكون متناغمين مع مشاعرنا؟ يعني حاسة إنه this sounds lovely, it sounds very poetic. إنك تبقي emotionally literate enough to name what's going on, وتلاحظ لما جسمك يشد أو لما نفسك يبقى قصير أو لما تحس إن في حاجة مش مظبوطة. Whether it's frustration, guilt, grief. وبعد كده decide هتعمل ايه بالawareness دي هي. يعني يكون عندك وعي عاطفي كفاية انك تسمي الاحساس بدل ما تهرب منه وبعدين تسأل نفسك هتعامل معاه ازاي. But here is the tricky part. Most of us were never taught how to feel deeply. من غير ما يبقى عندنا احساس ان احنا overwhelmed او ان احنا نبقى dismissed او ان احنا نبقى punished for it.
لا ده انا عايزة اضيف بقى. احنا most of us were taught how to suppress our feelings. يعني لو حد بيعق يخش جوه, حد زعلان انا بقى اديك سبب عشان تزعلي. حد بيشوف frustration او anger, محدش قاله ان those are feelings that we need to respect when we need to express them in a healthy manner. لا ده احنا كنا جيل, انا جيل حقيقي, احنا جيل اتظلم في الحكاية دي. ما كانش فيه الاوانس عند اهالينا وجدودنا. I feel هم كمان اتربوا بنفس الطريقة وكان ده الاكسبوجر بتاعهم, فحرام هم برضو صح. ما قدروش يديفلوب في الحتة دي, واحنا ان شاء الله هنستوب this generational trauma. او على الاقل هنحاول نادرس it when raise some awareness.
طب ليه الاموشنال انتليجنس بقى مهم جدا؟ Well, science shows us that emotional intelligence is a greater predictor of success than IQ. It's linked to stronger relationships, better mental health, improved leadership, and even physical health. عشان كده في حلقة النهاردة, we're going to dive into what emotional intelligence actually is, how our week of tuning in went, وتعلمنا إيه عن نفسنا وعن بعض along the way. بس برضو, this isn't some polished self-help guide. It's about the messy, sometimes hilarious, sometimes painful truth about our inner emotional world. وإيه اللي بيحصل when we finally tune into it.
قبل ما نبدأ يا نانسي, كنت عايزة أقول حاجة على الحلقة النهاردة. إن إحنا on this beautiful journey of pursuing our well-being as women في season 2 في intentions, we explored our physical aspects زي التوبكس اللي إحنا كلمنا فيها من أول السيزن, السليب, connecting with nature وunderstanding and nurturing our gut health وكمان the power of movement and exercise. We tapped into and ventured through the complexity of our emotional landscape في الحلقة بتاعت messy middle والcomplex social dynamics and drama وكمان confronting the intense feelings of jealousy and envy. النهاردة بقى هنشفت gears شوية. عايزين نبدأ a new phase in this season. الفيز ده هيبقى focused on setting intentional practices زي ان احنا نembark on this exciting journey of exploring new ways to be emotionally intelligent. الemotional intelligence دي حاجة مهمة جدا جدا not just for our relationships but for our personal and professional life. Well, first thing is first, عايزين الأول نتعرف على ايه الemotions أصلا.
When you think about it كده, ايه اول emotion, like if you were to list emotions, ايه الemotion اللي انت دايما هو بالنسبة لك like the most overpowering emotion عندك انت؟
عندي انا؟ سؤال صعب قوي. Let me think. I wish I could say joy. اول حاجة جات على دماغي ان انا ارد على السؤال joy, بس I don't think ان هو ده اللي انا بحس بيه طول الوقت. بس the emotion that I always like to go back to, it's very grounding for me, is gratitude. ده الemotion اللي أنا بحبه جدا وبيريحني قوي. مش عارفة هو emotion ولا إيه يعني, بس I think it's a complex emotion. وأنا هتكلم شوية على basic emotions والcomplex emotions.
Let's learn.
This is what if I feel fully the week I'm in tune with myself. دلوقتي معاد التشالنج يا نانسي. How did the challenge go for you? كانت سهلة؟ كانت صعبة؟
أنا عايز أقولك إن أنا لسه في وسط التشالنج حاليا. أنا قلتلك إيه قبل ما نبتدي نقعد نسجل, إن I am still actively trying to understand أنا توصلت لإيه عن نفسي, عشان أنا في حاجات لسه مش فاهميها. أنا I'm hoping بعد ما نقعد نتكلم مع بعض وأعرف أنت تعلمتي إيه برضو we kind of like talk it out, إن أنا هقدر أديكي conclusion. But what I can tell you is emotional intelligence or emotional fluency is definitely not my first language. I feel like I grew up speaking a different language, maybe like a language of suppression, maybe. مش هديك deep into why I am the way I am. بس حاسة إنه not naming what I was feeling وإن أنا أبري it is the norm for me. لاحظت كده يعني أنا ما لقيتش نفسي when I was trying to log in our emotions like we said we would, ما لقيتش إن أنا expressive about my emotions, not just to others, بس أنا حتى أنا مش قاعدة بكلم نفسي about my emotions, مش حاجة أنا متعودة عليها.
Okay.
ولقيت إنه في pattern كان clear بالنسبة لي. الemotions عندي بتبقى overpowering قوي, وقعدت احاول ادور لها على ليبل عشان اعرف هو انا ليه حاسه الاحساس ده. بس عارفه لما بتحسي ان في فيلينج ستيرنج جواكي, لقيت ان انا بيبقى عندي الفيلينجز دي هيت وانا لسه مش عارفه هي اسمها ايه, وات ام اي فيلينج, بس بحاول اعرف واي ام اي فيلينج. فلقيت انه بيحصل لي الاحاسيس دي لما حاجتين بيحصلوا.
اوكي, ايه بقى؟
لما ببقى ميس اندرستود, ولما ببقى suffocated او بحس انه في
بريشر علي,
ان حد مش مديني ماي سبيس.
Okay.
حد نيدي مثلا. I'm not saying يعني لو حد محتاج حاجة, في situations where you need help, I'm not saying إن أنا ما بحبش أساعد الناس أو ما بحبش أبقى there for others or give my time or give of myself to others, بس لما حد بيبقى خانقني, it stirs feelings جوايا. فلما بيبقى حد يبقى خانقني و misunderstanding me you know, ممكن يكون مثلا ظن حاجة يعني عمل assumption أو فهم حاجة the wrong way. بس برضو لما بيبقى حد مش فهمني, لأن أنا طول النهار بحاول أفهم الناس how I operate. فلما حد بيتعامل معايا على إني أنا شخص غير اللي أنا عليه, ببقى frustrated.
مش عارفة تعملي إيه.
Yeah. فأنا الفيلينجز اللي عندي اللي أنا ما كنتش لاقي لها اسم دي هيت, يعني أنا حاولت ألاقي لها, حاولت ألابل it clearly, لأن هي I guess they are complex feelings now that I know that term. بس لقيت إن أنا الرياكشن اللي أنا بعمله, خلينا نجو backwards, لما أنا ببقى misunderstood أو suffocated, I withdraw. That's how I react. Like, not in a dramatic way. مش هignore ولا هديكي cold shoulder. It's not like that. بس أنا لوحدي كده هتلاقيني I don't feel the need to be around that person. So naturally, مش يعني أنتي في الأوضة دي مش هروح معك. لو أنت يعني لو مش هكلمك أقولك يلا نخرج مثلا.
حاولي isolate شوي.
يعني هتلاقيني ببعد عن الشخص ده هو not in a rude way. يعني still a people pleaser. بس أنا نفسي خلاص قفلت. بقفل من الشخص.
Okay.
Just enough to protect myself. يعني it's about me. بس الأسبوع ده هو حاولت بعمل حاجة different عشان احنا بنحاول نتعلم. فقلت خلاص what if I lean into the discomfort. يعني what if إذا حد عمل حاجة I'm not just gonna name the feeling.
أنا هحاول أحسن.
يعني حاول أشوف كده بقى أنا ما طلعت مش emotionally intelligent ولا حاجة فلازم أتصرف يعني. قلت اوكي starting by naming the feeling انه انا I'm not just annoyed. يعني انا ببقى annoyed انه ازاي how come you don't understand that I need my space. فلقيت انه I'm not just annoyed, I'm disappointed. يعني بيبقى عندي feeling of disappointment خصوصا لما حد يبقى
عارف
you guys يعني
you know better.
You should, yeah.
You guys know better.
You know better. Why are you rubbing me the wrong way. فلقيت انه انا ببقى disappointed اكتر مني. Maybe I am also annoyed, but maybe the disappointment causes the annoyance. I don't, okay. يعني
لسه بحاول أفهم. Frustration دلوقتي. I feel in في frustration.
بكز على سنيني وأنا بتكلم إزاي؟
في frustration برضه. ولا إيه مش عارف؟
Yeah, honestly هو الموضوع مش سهل. هو ما كانش
سهل خالص.
وما زال مش سهل. أنا بحاول أفهم يعني this is very real for me. Like I'm just trying to understand as we go. My reactions surprised me. But what surprised me أكتر إنه not only did I لما جيت أقيم نفسي لقيت إن I'm not emotionally mature, لقيت نفسي that the way I behave, like مثلا withdrawing away, is passive aggressive. أنا عمري ما كنت ممكن أفكر إن أنا passive aggressive. بس لما I observed
that's interesting.
Yeah.
إنه هو is it a passive aggressive behavior فعلا إن أنا
Well,
هو aggressive.
طب what would you call a behavior if instead of talking it out, I tell myself, no, I need space. أنا بقنع نفسي, أنا I need space.
لا بصي, الموضوع ده فعلا
ما هي this is the tricky part اللي أنا بحاول أفهمها. Okay, am I protecting my peace?
طب عايز أقولك
and setting a boundary, or am I being passive aggressive because I am not sitting to talk it out and I just protect my peace?
طيب انا عندي حاجه جات لي كده احساس جالي لما انت بتحكي.
Let's hear it.
لو انت هتاخدي الوقت ده يعني you decide to withdraw او to isolate yourself وترجعي تاني للشخص and then express and communicate that you have been not feeling well لما السيتويشن دي حصلت او لما الموقف ده حصل او لما الديسكشن دي حصلت and then you express yourself in a clear effective way healthy طبعا I think that's not passive aggressive. I think that's a protective mechanism.
Okay.
بس لو عملتي كده وما فهمتيش اللي قصادك هو انت ليه عملتي كده وفضلتي تعملي كده I would think وانا مش دكتورة ولا اي حاجة ولا يعني it's not scientifically based خالص بس I would think that's a form of passive aggressive behavior. لانه في الاخر اللي receiving on the receiving end لو انا اللي في الموقف ده هبقى قاعدة confused and feeling like I'm abandoned. هو نانسي ليه سابتني ومشيت وحتى ما قالتش هي مالها. ف I would feel a little abandoned if you don't explain why. بس if you explain and communicate ان انت you were ممكن تكوني uncomfortable لأسباب تخصك او تخص situation او تخص الشخص التاني اللي هو انا مثلا بس at the same time يعني في الاخر لازم برضو تcommunicate. هتسيبيني خالص كده.
The tricky part is and I feel like I'm clear about who I am to people. يعني I'm not I don't
طب اديني example.
For example
يعني
مثلا for example
اقدر افهم
مثلا ان انا حد يقولي ما سألتيش عليا او ما كلمتينيش مثلا
انا اصلا ما سالتيش عليا وما كلمتنيش دي انا بالنسبه لي انا that's a trigger word والله العظيم it's triggering. يعني والله العظيم انا لو كنت قادره اسال ولا كنت ما انا هعمل لا بتسالي على كذا طب انت عارفه كذا عندها ايه على فكره انا عارفه حاجه عنها ما حدش يعرفها فانا عشان كده بسال مثلا يعني yeah. فبرضو الassumptions والحاجات دي بتخش في الحتة دي أوي. That's a trigger question for me. يعني that's not a connection start. That's a blame and shame start. يعني you're coming to blame me and shame me for not asking about you.
Yeah.
كان ممكن تقول مثلا أو أنا أقول I needed you. That's my true need. I needed you. I felt I needed you. مش أنت ليه ما سألتيش؟ That's not what you want. You want her to ask, صح؟ مش أنا عايزة نانسي تسألني. نانسي, I really needed you. يعني how does it come across لما أنا قلت لك كده؟ Differently. يعني
very different. Very different. It feels vulnerable.
مش عايزة أفهمك إن أنا متضايقة. أنا عايزة أفهمك and... real need.
Yeah.
أنا كان نفسي تبقي معايا في الموقف ده. وإنتي هتقولي والله كان نفسي أبقى معاكي yeah. بس حصل كذا أو كذا أو كذا وأنا
شوفي رغم إنه you use the word I needed you. It did not come across as needy as someone who's saying انتي ما بتسأليش علي.
Blame and shame, I think it's an aggressive strategy بصراحة. يعني فيها حتة كده I wanna make you feel bad. أنا هستفيد إيه when I make you feel bad. أنا هستفيد إيه. أنا did I get my need met?
No.
Maybe I feel shameful. I'm projecting the shame. Maybe I feel I shouldn't be blamed. I'm projecting the blame. Maybe. بس هو الفكرة أصلا مش هتوصل أي حد لأي حاجة. لا أنا هميت my needs ولا أنت هتفيل good about it والموضوع هي ده بقى عكس الإيموشنال intelligence. لو قلتلك إيه اللي مش intelligent في الموضوع هو ده. حاسة كده مش عارفة. Maybe yeah. I'm wrong.
بصي this confusion left me with طبعا the questions like am I emotionally mature? Am I the drama? I don't know. But what I later learned إنه yes I could be emotionally immature, but برضو no, because we've all been there. طلع إنه في حاجة اسمها emotional avoidance, وأفن ده بيكون disguised as boundaries.
Okay.
وده more common than we think actually.
طب مش راح يقولي ده, that's a new term for me.
Psychologists بيقولوا إن emotional avoidance ده هو is one of the most widespread coping mechanisms for adult relationships. According to a 2021 study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, people who avoid emotional discomfort tend to use indirect methods of expressing their feelings, like distance, sarcasm, or withdrawal, often without realizing it. ودي الحتة اللي خلتني أعيد نظرتي لنفسي.
تصدق إن أنا بعمل كده ساعات؟
آه, ما هو بقولك it's more common than we think, because they often believe that they're being emotionally intelligent. عشان they're not causing a scene. شفتي بقى الحته دي, ده اللي انا كنت متخيله. كنت متخيله نفسي emotional intelligence عشان انا خلاص انا هطلع برا السيتويشن, فانا كنت مفكره ان انا برقى بال.
ايه الحل على فكره؟ we all tend to do this sometimes. انا دلوقتي وانتي بتشرحي لا انا I sometimes yeah. do it,
بس it turns out
بس انا بحس ان انا that's how I protect myself my peace
بالظبط
sometimes my sanity.
ما هو ده اللي لخبط لي عقلي بقى وانا بحضر للحلقه دي, because okay. it seems like emotional avoidance ده is
it's not just, intelligent.
No, it's conflict aversion dressed up as regulation. انت متخيلة ان انت you're regulating your emotion and you're زي ما بتقولي يعني
I'm choosing protecting
peace,
myself.
Protecting your peace. But it turns out انه لا, احنا we're still avoiding the emotion. مثلا some examples that people will relate to برضو عشان اللي بيسمعنا لو حد لسه مش لاقي نفسه في الحتة دي, شايف انه بيعملش emotional avoidance, انك تقولي مثلا I'm just tired, when you're actually resentful مثلا of حد, جوزك مثلا, okay. مالك تعبانة وانتي اصلا من جوه مش طايقاه مثلا. او giving مثلا
نحن كلنا هنريليت.
او giving مثلا الستات كلها والرجاله بتتريق علينا في الحته دي
طبعاً.
يعني حتى الراجل لما تقولي له I'm fine يقول لك يا دي النيل عملنا ايه علشان نوصل ل I'm fine. هم عارفين ان احنا كده. او مثلا انك تدي short dry replies وتقولي just I have low energy النهاردة, اللي هو بقى silent punishment للناس كتير بتعملها.
طيب بس هي مش silent punishment, isn't it maturity ان انت not to escalate برضو؟ ما انت في حالة مش كويسة. زي مثلا في الاكزامبل اللي انت اديتيها, انت وجوزك خش في حتة sensitive قوي, ربنا يستر. انتي وجوزك, انتي حاسه ان انتي dysregulated او متضايقه angry او upset. Actually I can relate to this feeling يعني during this challenge actually. بجد the way I handled it ان انا I was trying to be a a little bit dry, a little bit silent, handling the emotional situation. هعمل ايه؟ ما انا مش عايزة اسكليت. هو he's not in his best regulated self. وانا I know I'm dysregulated, hormonal مع حاجات تانية, مع busy, مع stretched في responsibilities وحاجات. انا بحاول balance السيستم برضو. Is it not maturity? يعني مش عارفة, مش عايزة احاول برضو اقنع نفسي بحاجات غلط. Yeah. بس is it not some level of maturity ان الواحد de-escalate the situation؟ لان انا لو انا if I express my feelings at this moment, هو مش هياخدها. He's not gonna receive it.
Yeah.
ما عندوش capacity. هو actually overflowing with emotions برضو that are all full of stress and frustration.
فلازم حد يبالانس. يهدي.
انا مش قادرة ابزورب.
Yeah.
فالحل انه اللي انت بتقولي عليه ده انه انا avoid. Emotional avoidance.
See, it's so tricky.
Maybe it's a bridge بس. بس لازم نرجع للموضوع.
Maybe.
عشان كده بقولك هو فكرة انك لازم ترجعي للموقف.
Yeah.
You can't just زي ما بنقول في مصر نحطه تحت السجادة and pretend nothing happened.
Okay. So I guess we could say there is like a time limit on the on the distance.
There is some benefit in my perception, in my view, there are some benefits emotional avoidance. بس لازم ترجعي للموضوع, لان لو ما رجعتيش انت عماله بتبلد بقى طوبه على طوبه, هتعملي وول كبير في الكوميونيكيشن بعد كده. هيتاثر, هيبقى الكوميونيكيشن از اكستريملي هارد. ممكن على فكره ياثر على الريليشن شيب, هياخد سنين بس ممكن جدا يدمر العلاقة. أي علاقة, علاقة جواز بينك وبين أولادك, صداقة مع الأهل, أي علاقة. ودي على فكرة حاجة أنا كنت بعملها زمان بصورة رهيبة, يعني I don't go back to, خلاص الموضوع عدى, أنا هديت, I never go back.
إيه لازمته بقى نقلب, إيه لازمته نقلب الموضوع وكده.
لأ, ما أنا مش هروح أتخانق. ده الفرق. ده الفرق الكبير. انا مش مفروض اروح اتخانق, مش هديت اتخانق ليه؟ مفروض اروح اكسبرس النيد بتاعي في السيتويشن دي. انا I needed to feel كذا, I needed support, I needed whatever النيد اللي كان موجود. I needed to be appreciated instead of being مثلا attacked sometimes. I needed to feel safe في الموقف ده. I didn't feel safe. او عندي نيدز بقى حقيقيه, اي نيد سبورت, ان انت تروحي تعملي لي الحكايه دي بدل ما تسيبيني كده, او فاهمه. النيدز لازم تبقى اكسبرست, ولازم تبقى مات في الريليشن شيبس. لازم يعني لو حد عنده نيدز مش مات معايا, يعني بصراحه اتس انفير ان هم يكملوا في الريليشن شيب. يعني لازم يشوفوا حد برضو كومباتبل مع النيدز بتاعتهم.
خش بقى في الحته بتاعه الكوميونيكيشن اللي اتكلمنا فيها قبل كده. ان انت ما انت الاول لازم تبي يعني work on your emotional intelligence, understand the feeling, and then but how are you gonna communicate it, when are you gonna communicate it. علشان لو انت زي ما بتقولي انت في موقف where اللي قدامك is not regulated, oh my gosh, I don't want to go back to school and study all this. على نضافه من اول وجديد, because I'm so confused right now.
I think it's a confusing issue. هي الايموشنز اصلا كلها confusion. لانها زي ما احنا اتكلمنا هي مش هي complex بطبيعتها.
Yeah.
I think it's very normal to be confused. لخبطناكو.
That's because احنا متلخبطين. But you know what? Let's put a pin in it and we'll go into the research وهنفهم ان شاء الله. بس الاول خلينا نسمع التشالنج بتاعك عملتي فيه ايه.
والله بصراحة يعني أنا كنت فاكرة نفسي very emotionally.
أنت كمان؟
وقعدت أسأل ولادي do you think I'm emotionally intelligent؟ يقولي آه يا ماما. على فكرة أنت very emotionally intelligent. بجد يا ولاد؟ طب الحمد لله. الإحساس اللي عندي ده يعني حقيقي. قالوا لي آه. وبعدين بقى I dig deeper في emotional intelligence والcomponents بتاعة emotional intelligence. And to my surprise لقيت إن أنا يعني مش زي ما انا فاكره قوي, مش غبيه يعني, بس مثلا a very big component of emotional intelligence اللي هي الامباثي, which I think I rank high on empathy. بس الامباثي جواها ال very active and engaged listening. وانا لاحظت ان انا على طول بقطع الناس. على طول بتجيلي فكره اقولها, ببقى بفكر في الريسبونس اللي انا عايزه اقوله او الكلام اللي هرد بيه, and that's not active and engaged in listening خالص. That affects the empathy لان انا مش بفهم الموضوع كله. فالحتة دي لا, الحتة دي I have a lot a lot to work on. وانا دايما حاسه ان انا a good listener. انا in general بحس ان انا compared to many many people maybe I'm a good listener, بس ال active engaged listening عشان افهم فعلا, instead of thinking of the response I just want to ask questions. عماله بسأل عشان افهم, عشان في الاخر اوصل لل الامباثي دي الحقيقيه قوي اللي هي your truth. لا الحته دي محتاجه شغل. وبرده التشالنج اللي كان عندي اللي حكيتهولك دلوقتي وقلته, ان انا كنت في situation I'm dysregulated emotionally. جوزي كان very very stressed و overwhelmed, و I got to know كمان ان هو كان عنده pain وما قاليش. فكله الموضوع كان يعني complex بالنسبة لي, و I'm proud ان انا I behaved in a way that did not really reflect my emotions. بس I was really dysregulated, يعني عندي emotions كتير وعملت اللي انتي بتقولي بالضبط مش عايز اعمله.
So you're proud that you didn't escalate the situation.
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not escalate and I behaved. يعني I took care of the things that need to be taken care of. فحسيت ان انا functional. While I feel completely dysregulated in my emotions. فده اللي خليني ابقى شوية proud of myself. بس الemotions بقى اللي انا مش عارفة اتعامل معها دي I avoided بقى ده. I avoided my emotions. I avoided his emotions. وعملت الايموشن افويدنس اللي انت بتتكلمي عليه ده. فمش عارف.
Yeah.
I still haven't gone back to this question. فانا مش عارفه بقى انا كده اجريسيف ولا ايه. بس
اجريسيف. خلينا نفهم. I feel like if we dive into the research, and I also have a little test for us to do.
الله.
يمكن نفهم اكتر by the end of the episode. I really hope ان احنا نوصل لحاجه by the end of today ان شاء الله.
هنوصل ان شاء الله. Emotions. يعني ايه emotions؟ كلنا دايما بنتكلم على اننا عندنا confusing emotions او عندنا intense emotions او عندنا overwhelming emotions. طب هي ايه اصلا emotions؟ حد قال لنا ايه emotions؟
I think most people just know اللي هم what I learned اسمهم primary emotions. هم joy, sadness, fear, anger, surprise, love. يعني دول البيسكس. الموضوع طلع معقد اكتر من كده
شوية. الاول احنا يعني I think we're all aware ان الايموشنز بتاخد سبيس كبير جدا في حياتنا. احنا الستات بقى الله very emotional. يعني we experience them, ساعات بنغرق فيهم actually. او ساعات it's very hard for us to let go of our emotions, خاصة لو كانت negative او intense او فيها grief او loss او الحاجات دي. والايموشنز بت affect our mood, it affects our state of mind, وبت affect our behaviors جامد جدا. عشان كده الايموشنال انتليجنس دي حاجة مهمة, لانه هي فعلا هتريفلكت على كل aspect في حياتنا. طيب الايموشنز بقى as defined is a complex psychological state that involves ثلاث حاجات. Experience, وعادة الاكسبيرينس دي بتبقى subjective, يعني انت عندك perspective في الاكسبيرينس دي. A physiological response, حاجة بتحصل جوه جسمك لما to go through this experience. And an expressive response, يعني حاجة بتعمليها.
A reaction يعني؟
الايموشنز دي اللي هي الثلاث حاجات اللي بيكونوا الايموشنز دي بيبقوا very critical ان احنا how we respond و how we make decisions كمان. حدي example. Happiness as an emotion. الاكسبيرينس ان جالك اخبار حلوة. الفيزيكال تشينج انه انت بداتي تو سمايل انكونشسلي وبعدين قمتي ضحكه. ذاتس ذا كومبوننت الثالث الاكسبرسيف ريسبونس. طيب حاجه زي الانجر, ايموشن زي الانجر مثلا, موقف زي واقفه في اشاره او حاجه ما بتفتحش ابدا, فانت بداتي بقى ايه تو ستارت فيلينج فرستريتد. ذات ويل تريجر هارت ريت يعلى, وتبدأي بقى تشتمي الناس اللي حواليكي وتسيبي وتلعبي. ده مثلا الانجر as an emotion. والايموشنز بقى متقسمة حاجتين, هي basic emotions او complex emotions. البيسك اللي هما غالبا كلنا هنبقى قادرين نفهم هما ليه basic. happiness اللي هي joy, sadness, anger, fear, disgust and surprise. دول primary to us. سهل قوي انك تعرفي الايموشن. الحاجات الكومبلكس شوية بيبقوا it's a combination of the basic emotions. examples مثلا زي guilt, shame, pride, embarrassment and jealousy. The first thing that comes to my mind in shame في حتة disgust شوية صح؟ في حتة I'm so shameful of that, I'm disgusted at this behavior. وفي ايه تاني ممكن يكون في shame في fear في anger يعني حاجة I'm just coming up with this بس it's a mix of emotions.
Yeah, no, I get it. زي مثلا feeling nostalgic. It's the feeling of joy but also longing.
Yeah, مثلا. Complex emotions are complex بطبيعتهم.
Yeah. أو مثلا بتقولي حاجة is bittersweet. You're feeling the joy but also the sorrow. Yeah, yeah it's, الموضوع is complex.
اللي احنا عايزين نقوله in this context in emotions دي is part of the human experience and it influences our thoughts, our behaviors, our interactions. And the nature of emotions can enhance or hinder our life experiences.
أكيد.
والreflection اللي احنا ممكن نعمله on our own emotions ده يساعدنا جدا ان احنا to develop greater self-awareness and empathy, which are key components of emotional intelligence. عايزين برضو نتاب كده lightly على the dangers of suppressing our emotions. الطريقة اللي احنا تربينا بيها شوية واللي مش healthy قوي. بحس ان الستات بيبقوا victims of this more than men لان بطبيعة society they expect ان men he can get angry they can show frustration although هما مش expressive في كل الemotions بتاعتهم بس بحس society بتlet them express negative emotions as part of manhood بس الستات لازم دايما يبقوا nurturing و loving و kind in a good mood joyful فاهمة لما الست بتبقى frustrated او angry او عندها intense negative emotions تحسي السوسايتي مش عايزة تسمح لها قوي ان هي to go through her emotions وعشان كده ستات كتير قوي قوي بيجيلهم chronic disease و autoimmune disease and it's rooted in suppressing emotions sadly يعني
it is very sad and it's so true
it may seem easier to ignore our emotions بس بجد في long run effects are very detrimental نحاول نساعد بعض فعلا ان احنا نفهم بعض نحس ببعض ونحاول ان احنا to express our emotions in a healthy way
I just saw, actually, it was an Instagram post from Dr. Nicole Depar, and I talked about her before. She's the holistic psychologist. Her post was just trying to explain why mothers are the most under-supported people in our current society. It wasn't حاجة like a secret, but then when you were talking دلوقتي, I tried to connect اللي هي قالته واللي انت قلتي and kind of made sense انه ليه احنا عندنا مشاكل ليه احنا under-supported. But she said in the beginning in the 1950s, marketing was heavily focused on the cultural ideal انه motherhood meant chronic sacrifice. And service to others. You know, mothers for commercials will print ads, كانوا رفيعين, doing it all. Never was a mother shown receiving help. Her fulfillment came directly from domestic duties and from meeting the needs of others. It's not surprising in the depression skyrocketed around the 1960s. Drugs like Valium كانوا heavily marketed as a solution for pain. حتى, she says there is a Rolling Stone أغنية that referenced the Valium as mother's little helpers. At the same time, amphetamines were heavily prescribed. They served two purposes, to help mothers lose weight and to keep up with their household labor, which meant that mothers had two main duties, to be physically appealing and to complete all chores. In the 1960s, Betty Friedan wrote a groundbreaking book on what she called the problem with no name. Ill problem, and nobody spoke about the reality that many mothers faced. They had the marriage, the home, and what society called the ideal life, but they were anxious, depressed, and isolated. والأمهات في الوقت ده they had no outlet to talk about their feelings. It was highly taboo to even think of speaking about the difficulty of motherhood. فإنستاد they were expected to keep up appearances, swallow their feelings, and keep smiling. فyoung girls اللي grew up في البيوت دي هي شافوا أمهاتهم عايشين كده and they also learned to suppress الfeelings بتاعتهم that way. Maybe young boys برضو في البيوت دي هيت witnessed their mothers overfunction and overgive and they developed this unconscious expectation and love is rooted in self-abandonment. يعني الموضوع complicated قوي.
أيوة deeply rooted in the psyche بتاعت الست.
Yeah.
فعلا. Cultures, the Western culture. نتكلم في Eastern cultures ضربي في عشرة.
Yeah. فان even though they're talking about self-neglect, but when you think about self-neglect, من ناحية الemotions برضو ان انت you're not addressing, not acknowledging,
not
suppressing,
not feeling fully.
Yeah. Maybe this is actually connected, how we grew up.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with هم عايزين you promote ايه عشان يكسبوا. عايزين يكسبوا الدواء مثلا.
Yeah.
They want to market a new medication. Do they really want to help? ما عرفش. مش هخش في intentions, بس I really doubt it.
Yeah.
وكمان did it really help? لا. We can tell now and it didn't. والحاجة اللي أكتر من كده كمان يا نانسي إنه I got to know إنه emotional pain it triggers the same pain centers في المخ. Although nobody can see it, لما حد متعور أو عمل بعد شر حادثة أو حاجة أو عنده scar, people can see it. فإيه اللي حصل؟ إيه اللي حصل؟ Oh, this was very painful. It was very deep. شايفة الكلام اللي بنتكلمه على emotions برضو. Emotions are as deep and as hurtful and they trigger the same pain centers في المخ, but nobody can see it. But you can pretend to be fine. That's even worse. لأن انت عندك جبهتين ان انت you don't feel well خالص, وكمان عندك pretending to do. محتاجة energy عشان تخبي عشان to pretend.
It sounds very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because we know ان هي it affects the behavior.
طبعا.
We know it your does. Emotions affect your behavior.
وعلى فكرة it affects the behavior في الأول it affects you, بعدين بعد شوية people become passive aggressive على فكرة. And they don't know it. And they don't see it. And they don't see the change that's happening. تلاقي ستات كتير ورجالة طبعا, بس قصدي في المجال ده الستات بي suppress أكتر. But very passive aggressive. طب ليه؟ مش عارفة to express her emotions.
Yeah.
ما تعلمتش ازاي to express it in a healthy way. وهنتكلم شوية على healthy ways of expressing negative emotions في الحلقة دي إن شاء الله. فاللي عايز أقوله briefly إن الـ suppressing of emotions ده بيبهدل الجسم, بيزود جدا الـ stress والـ anxiety, بيزود الـ internal conflict. بتبقي حاسة إن جواكي war جواكي في اتنين بيتخانقوا, مش عارفة مين اللي هيكسب في الآخر. طبعا بيأثر على الـ physical health. Research shows that ignoring feelings can lead to health problems like high blood pressure, heart disease and sometimes even some types of cancer. خاصة الـ anger. Mental health طبعا زي depression ممكن جدا يبقى triggered by emotional suppression. Relationships بتصفر في القصة دي, not expressing your emotions, لأن انتي محدش فاهم بقى انتي زعلانة انتي فرحانة, فالناس عمالين يعملوا في assumptions. واحنا اتكلمنا ان الassumptions والmisunderstanding ولا it's a cause for drama اصلا, it's a cause for miscommunication وحاجات لخبطة في relationships والfeelings كمان. واخر حاجة انه it becomes very difficult ان احنا to manage our own emotions, لانه مش متدربين بقى, فاحنا عمالين بنسبرس. It becomes extremely difficult to be able to express them again او manage them او حتى acknowledge them, label them. خلاص احنا متعودين الايموشنز دي تحت ما بنطلعهاش ابدا وهي موجوده وعماله بتغلي,
زي ما اتكلمنا على الانفي مثلا, ده فيلينج ما حدش بيكسبرس خالص
مثلاً.
يعني ممكن في ناس بتكسبرس اذر فيلينجز, بس في فيلينجز تانية كده
اللي
مش حلوه الشيمبل فيلينجز ما بنتكلمش
فيها. بس هو مش لازم تو اكسبرس ات تو بيبل, يو كان اكسبرس ات باي رايتنج ات داون, اور ممكن تقولي لحد تراستد
او لثيرابيست زي ما قلنا انت, بس يعني
acknowledge
it to yourself. So yeah, so you can address بقى why is this feeling triggered in me, why do I feel that way.
صح. Suppressing the emotions is so bad for our health. احنا as women there are so many ways وهنتكلم فيهم شوية النهاردة to express healthy anger. بس بيسموه في حاجة اسمها healthy anger. Nobody told me في حاجة اسمها healthy anger. I thought anger is bad.
Yeah, me too.
It's coming for a reason. It's telling you something. It's telling me something. And when I get angry, that's a boundary issue. في boundary has been crossed. لازم express, لازم أفهم any boundary. ال boundary دي لي مهمة بالنسبة لي. Why did I get hurt? الحاجات دي كلها مهمة قوي في ال emotions عامة وفي ال emotional intelligence طبعا.
Sounds very important that we just let it out. Let's learn how to do that in a healthy way, and how can we not just be in tune with our emotions, but ازاي نpick up on the emotions بتاعت اللي قدامنا if they are not telling us. نحاول ان احنا يعني نread the room.
Yeah.
Read the room.
نساعد بعض.
Yeah.
نساعد بعض.
All right, so let's dive into the science or الريسيرش بتاعنا. Let's start by defining the areas of emotional intelligence اللي نسرين briefly touched upon. Daniel Goleman defined emotional intelligence the five areas: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. حاسة دلوقتي when I look at it ان انت عشان تشتغلي على كل area من دول ممكن تاخدك a lifetime. I'm feeling like to unlock emotional intelligence ده يعني level الوحش of بقى ايه يعني
صح.
Like you made it.
بس هي so دي hard. حقيقة فعلا لانه حاسة انه لو حد very emotionally intelligent كل الاكسبيرينسز بتاعته هتختلف خالص.
صح صح. Just looking at self-awareness اللي احنا اتكلمنا عليها كتير قوي, it keeps coming up as the foundation for so many things. A regulation, motivation. Motivation is not an easy thing ان الواحد يبقى you keep yourself motivated. Empathy, like you said, like I've always looked at you as a very empathetic person and an active listener, but obviously I trust what you know about yourself. Turns out انه كمان في حاجات لو دخلنا فيها قوي هنلاقي انه لا, actually you still did not achieve your full potential in that specific area.
Yeah.
Social skills, another area. People spend their lifetime learning how to master social skills, how to communicate, how to read physical cues, like ما اتكلمنا المرة اللي فاتت, how to thrive in a community without causing drama. It's complicated.
It is. We're mentioning about Daniel Goleman. I highly recommend watching a short video by him. It's like a 12-minute video. It's incredibly insightful. So too, very warm and comforting. حبيته قوي بصراحة جدا. وبيخلي ال complex ideas بتاعت ال emotional intelligence very simple. We're not affiliated with anybody خالص. You can watch it. You'll learn a lot from it. The video emphasized that emotional intelligence is a uniquely human skill. حتى لو ال AI, ال artificial intelligence دلوقتي continued to advance, this will remain as a human skill.
Ooh, so this is even a motive for us to continue working on that.
Yeah. عشان مهما هيطوروا في الـ AI برضو هيفضل في حاجة الإنسان بس هو اللي بيقدر يعملها. Which is most likely the empathy.
انت عارفة برضو when I think about, let's go to the regular intelligence like IQ. عارفة الناس اللي هي ذكية قوي but then they're evil, so they go and مثلا do like يعملوا bombs or يعملوا يروحوا, يعني بتشوفي ناس بتعمل كوارث, they're so smart and you think إذا استخدمت ذكائك ده في حاجة مفيدة like it would have been better. أو مثلا حرامية بيعملوا an elaborate plot ويستعملوا tricks ويخدعوا الناس وينصبوا على الناس, بتشوفها كتير نصابين. إزاي ذكي كده وما استخدمت الذكاء ده في حاجة مفيدة. I think about emotional intelligence برضو the same way. إنه في ناس, الناس اللي هي مثلا lacking one of the areas اللي قلنا عليها زي ال empathy مش fully developed مثلا عنده, but they are very very good at social skills مثلا and they're very good at self-regulation. هو عارف يسيطر على مشاعره وعارف يتعامل مع الناس و very motivated, بس ما عندوش empathy. تفتكري الناس دي هي they can weaponize emotional intelligence? Someone, yeah, ممكن يبقى
طبعا.
Yeah, صح؟
طبعا.
They can be like calm during an argument and not, علشان هم they're regulated. وتحسي ان هم عندهم ال upper hand في ال conversation because
actually, يعني مش عارفة ليه متكلمين كده, بفكر في psychopaths على طول. هم كده.
أيوة. يعني they manipulate, they mirror your emotions to manipulate you, or they take
but
an emotion
they don't feel it.
لا هم هي هم مش متأثرين بس صح. They see you, they understand it because their emotional intelligence, they pick up, they can read the room, but it doesn't get to them because they're not empathetic and they are not affected by your emotions, so they use it to manipulate you. بيعرف نقاط ضعفك وبيستخدمها ضدك, kind of like a bully in a way. بس yeah. You know like,
يعني bully او psychopath serial killers كلهم كده.
Yeah
I think I would totally 100% agree انه لا ده ممكن شخص يبقى خطر.
دي الناس اللي بتعمل emotional gaslighting I think.
اكيد. هو اي حاجه ما فيهاش احساس بالاخر باللي قدامك وفي awareness يعني فهم للايموشن بس ما فيش احساس بيه.
وممكن يبقى في words كمان تقول لك oh I totally understand how you're feeling, but then they go on to do the exact same thing that they know annoys you مثلا.
طيب انا عايزه بقى ادي شويه examples كده على كل component من ال components. انت قلتيهم هم 5 وهو قالهم بطريقه تانية يمكن سيمبل اكتر ان هم 4 domains. الدومين الاول اللي هو self awareness اللي هو انا ابقى عارفه وحاسه بالايموشنز بتاعتي وفاهمه ازاي بيأثروا على الاكشنز بتاعتي. ده awareness عالي قوي يعني level of self awareness نفسنا كلنا نوصله. يعني مثلا for example ان انا في presentation وحاسة بان انا anxious, I'm aware ان انا very anxious. By acknowledging the anxiety بتاعتي دي وان انا ابدأ اخد deep breaths وهدي نفسي قبل ال presentation عشان ازود الثقة في نفسي واهدى وابقى قادرة ان انا let go of this anxiety, that's self awareness. انما لو انا بقيت بقى shallow breathing مش عارفه اهدي نفسي واصلا مش فاهمه ان انا anxious, that's not self awareness. الدومين التاني اللي هو self management او self regulation اللي هو نقدر نتحكم في الايموشنز والimpulses بتاعتنا, يعني ما نبقاش impulsive, نرسبوند للsituations بطريقه احسن. زي مثلا لما حد يجي attack you او criticize you, we tend to become defensive كلنا لما بيحصل لنا كده. لو احنا عندنا بقى السلف ريجوليشن ده, المفروض ان احنا نهدى ونرسبوند بطريقه كونستراكتيف, زي مثلا تسالي فور كلاريفيكيشن او سجستشنز فور امبروفمنت, وده بيحرك اللي قصادك على فكره. لو حد عايز يأتاك وخلاص او يكريتيسايز وخلاص ويلاقيكي هاديه كده وبتسالي اسئله عن كيوريوس تو نو فعلا, طب هاو كان اي امبروف, طب وات دو يو ثينك اي شود دو, اولا بيكبس لو هو بس جاي مش عايز كونستراكتيف, وفي نفس الوقت لو constructive this will take the whole discussion into another level. But that's self-regulation أو example for self-regulation. الدومين التالت is social awareness اللي هو فيه a lot of empathy و practicing empathy. ممكن يكون الexample in واحدة صاحبتي مثلا متضايقة من حاجة خاصة بيها, وإن أنا بس سمعها فعلا actively and engaged وبحاول أشو empathy والسبورت والحاجة اللي كنت تتكلمي فيها ان انتي you're being understood. That will برضو show a lot of empathy وبتحسن قوي social awareness بتاعنا, و that's one of the main domains of emotional intelligence. واخر حاجة هي relationship management, ده اللي احنا بنهاندل ال interactions و relationships بتاعتنا effectively. As an example كده ممكن يكون انه في team meeting في تنشن بين اتنين متكهربين. لو حد بقى عنده emotional intelligence ممكن يبدأ ياخد وجهة نظر الاتنين اللي بكهربين دول وي condition شوية situation وي address the concerns. يطري العقد وي address the concerns حتى بين ساعات بين الاخوات الام بتحاول تعمل كده, تحاول تفاليديت شوية هنا وتفاليديت شوية هنا وتعرف the concerns والneeds وتخلي الامور collaborative اكتر ما هي competitive. development للدومينز دي بيحسن قوي الايموشنال انتليجنس and it's a skill. الحاجه اللذيذه قوي في الفيديو انه الايموشنال انتليجنس دي عامله زي الهابتس كده, once you start practicing it it's uncomfortable في الاول. وده example لذيذ قوي ان احنا نربع ايدينا the way we always do and then we try to do it the other way and how do you feel about that. You feel a little off كده, مش مظبوطة, مع ان دي ايدي ودي ايدي يعني. So once you start doing it every day it doesn't feel uncomfortable. It feels natural. That's how we train our brains ان احنا نبدأ نبقى emotionally intelligent. الwiring بيتغير والسيستم كله في مخينا بيبدأ يشفت ل a new habit.
Sounds very hopeful.
Interestingly بقى studies indicate that women often score higher than men in empathy and social skills. وما قالش ان هم emotionally intelligent اكتر من الرجاله, بس هو قال those are essential parts of being an emotionally intelligent person. اخر حاجه بقى عايزه اقولها في emotional intelligence ال ripple effect. احنا عارفين emotions mostly بتبقى contagious, بس this becomes really important when you're a leader, واحنا كلنا leaders in some way. يعني sometimes you're leading your family, sometimes you're leading your team, sometimes you're leading a project جوه شغل او بره شغل. في some studies show انه في حاجه اسمها ripple effect, انه الليدر دايما بيدي الانرجي للناس اللي تحته. يعني هو لو كان عنده stress عالي او negativity او مش قادر يفهم الايموشنز بتاعت الناس, ما عندوش high emotional intelligence, ده بيأفكت التيم كله, بيأفكت الناس اللي بيفول. فاحنا برضو as moms و as friends ولو في مننا بيشتغلوا we need to be aware of that, ان الانرجي دي بتبقى contagious جدا.
This is very helpful. خلينا بقى نشوف what low EI actually looks like. هدي شوية examples وممكن انتو معايا and I'm gonna do it myself.
Okay.
And you should do it too, Anisu. Kind of like rate yourself. And I'm going to actually, we're going to late in a little bit, do a little like mini test to test our own emotional intelligence. شوف how we're going to score on this. It might, yes. خلاص بقى احنا, we're too deep into this. هم already عارفوا كل حاجة. It might offer us some of the clarity that we needed it a few minutes ago when we were trying to understand this fine line between protecting your peace and also confronting your feelings or naming your feelings. So let's start by the first مثلاً, example of someone with low emotional intelligence is the silent treatment as a punishment. يعني انت تدي حد the silent treatment مش عشان انت overwhelmed.
Okay.
But عشان you want them to notice ان هم زعلوكي.
Okay.
عايز عارفة؟
عارفة.
في ناس بتعمل كده.
كتير.
Yeah.
أنا بالنسبة لي ده that's a form of abuse. لأنه أنا لو هديكي silent treatment عشان أقولك انك زعلتي. طب ما اجي أقولك انك زعلتي. ليه لازم اخليكي to go through questioning هتجنني نفسك.
It's manipulative in a way, I think.
لا انا بالنسبه لي ده form of abuse. لو حد عمل كده مره مرتين ثلاثه, انما لو هو ده السيستم that's an emotional abuse. متهيألي مش عارفه حد من اللي بيسمعنا دكاتره
يعني ما اعرفش ممكن ندق deep into why people do that.
ان انت لو حد سابق كده انت بتقعدي تبقي هتتجنني, هتبقي مش عارفة ايه اللي حصل. طب اعمل وبعدين انت بتروحي مثلا especially لو انت روحتي وقلتي مثلا what happened يعني عايزة اعرف وبرضو في يبقى في الحالة دي انا مش عايزة حل. وانا لو انا هدفي ان انا اقول لك عندي مشكلة,
ما هم بيعاقبوكي, هم دي user as a punishment علشان هو
عملتي حاجه انت مش عارفاها. how can you avoid it
exactly. So that's what that shows low emotional intelligence. Okay. Because you're not solving the problem, you're not protecting the peace. يعني حتى انت like in the way لما احنا مثلا we withdrew from a situation it was to protect our peace or to not de-escalate a situation, there was can be some good purpose out of doing that. بس لما انت بتعمليها بس as a punishment للي قدامك, sometimes it is a punishment ان انت بتضايق اللي قدامك by making them يقعدوا عمالين يفكروا عملت ايه, انا قلت ايه, طب هي مالها, طب هي ما بتردش عليا, and then you start feeling bad about yourself. It is, I feel like it is a source of manipulation للي قدامك, لمشاعر اللي قدامك. So
لا انا بالنسبة لي ده لو it's a pattern if it's a one time two times مش عارف ايه في situation في ظروف بتاع I can give grace. بس if it's a pattern that's emotional abuse. يعني أنا أنا جاية حل. طيب أنت مثلا مش عايز تحل. طيب I'm not gonna be emotionally abused or emotionally manipulated. خلينا نسميها emotional manipulation أو low emotional intelligence. Whatever we call it, it's not good.
تاني example is the fake calm أو they call it the emotional pressure cooker. إن أنت تقولي لحد we all do it I'm fine. وتقعدي مثلا 3 ايام بتغلي من جوه. وتقعدي وتعيشي حياتك وتعملي الدينر وتعملي كل حاجه وانت من جوه بتغلي. You're faking the calm. ده ده برضو low emotional intelligence or هبل. يعني واحنا بنعمل كده ليه
بنعمل كده؟
ما اعرفش. تالت حاجه
استني عايزه افهم ليه بنعمل كده. لا مش مفروض نعمل كده.
Oh, it turns out انه yeah it's just it shows it's a sign of immaturity or a sign of low emotional intelligence. So if we're doing that let's try to not do that anymore. تالت حاجة is blaming your mood on other people. Instead of saying I'm feeling off تبتدي بقى تسكان الأوضة كده وتشوف إيه who am I gonna blame بقى اللي هو أنت السبب في المود ده. It's easier to say إن أنت إن الشخص annoyed you عن إنك تأدمتي إن أنت yourself for no clear reason. Okay. وإحنا تعلمنا especially as women إن إحنا أحيانا بنبقى فعلا sad for no clear reason علشان
there is
this thing called hormones. Let's try if we do that let's try to not do that anymore. رابع حاجة is over apologizing to avoid discomfort. That's actually a sign of low emotional intelligence. But when someone shares how they feel, well, instead of validating them, you say, I'm sorry, I'm the worst. أنا هروح دلوقتي خلاص أنا حط نفسي في الزبالة وقفل عليا. Something I say a lot, actually. Just like, أحيانا كتير قوي لما بزعل حد أو لما بعرف إن أنا زعلت حد, ببقى feeling so bad about myself. بحس ان I'm a shitty person. I always say that. I just feel like I want to put myself in the trash can واقفل عليا because I made someone feel that way. Mostly unintentionally. بس لما حد قدامي بيبقى متضايق قوي when I feel their pain, it makes me feel so bad. And I just keep apologizing and apologizing. I don't do it as much now that we've reflected on this in the past season. It was something that I used to do a lot. بس it's also an kind of an emotional avoidance. And then you're avoiding the discomfort in تقعدي تتكلمي في إنه why did you feel that way? I'll just feel bad about it. Apologize وكذا. So that's okay. Not emotionally intelligent because we're not getting to the bottom of the situation and you're kind of like بتدخلي نفسك في cycle بقى مش هتخلص. المرة الجاية هيحصل تاني.
But don't you think إنه كل واحد مسؤول عن مشاعره؟ حتى لو أنت جيتي ضايقتيني. هديكي example اللي يمكن يوضح شوية أكتر. حد جه خبطني بالعربية. سبب لي ألم. أو أي حاجة حصلت لي. I'm still responsible for my injury. الشخص ده unintentionally. هنقول unintentionally إنه خبطني. أنتي لسه مسؤولة عن نفسك. People can do things unintentionally. بس أنتي لسه مسؤولة عن نفسك. No amount of blame will change the situation anymore. خلاص. في relationships لا. أنا فاهمة أنتي بتقولي إيه في emotions. بس لو أنتي مثلا جرحتيني أو كلمتي بطريقة ضايقتني. لا أنا مش بحب حد يتكلم معي بالطريقة دي أو أنا I don't accept it. لازم بقى أنتي في مخك تكوني عندك الباوندري. والله لو أنا قلت مرة واثنين وثلاثة والناس برضو مكملة في الطريقة دي what am I gonna do. في الآخر emotions بتاعتنا is our responsibility. ما ينفعش إنه حد يجي يقول لي أصل أنتي السبب في إن أنا حسيت بكده. أوكي. Why did you let me?
Yeah.
Why did you let me make you feel bad? Why did you let me hurt you? Why did you let me? انتي مش انتي مسؤولة عن نفسك تحمي نفسك. قصدي اقول ان في الاخر مش بحب الفيكتيم مينتاليتي.
Yeah.
بحسها فيكتيم مينتاليتي صح. انتي المسؤولة. انتي طب انتي مش مسؤولة خالص.
Yeah.
That's your own emotions. وانا لو انا مؤذية قوي كده ووحشة قوي كده وزفت قوي كده ما تبعدي عني. يعني قصدي في الـ relationships مش حاسة انها accountability.
Yeah. تخيلي بقى لو حد عنده victim mentality مع حد تاني who's كده tends to be over apologizing to avoid the discomfort. It's a recipe for disaster.
Yes, it is. بس هم الاثنين مسؤولين عن مشاعرهم.
Yeah.
يعني we're both responsible. أنا responsible 100%. On either side. Yeah. لو أنا اللي عندي victim mentality I'm responsible to heal my own emotions وأخد accountability for this emotion. وال other side لو أنا اللي receiving blame I'm responsible to assess the situation and calm my emotions. حتى لو عندي emotions وإن أنا أقول لنفسي I'm actually not responsible.
وهو ده emotional intelligence.
Oh.
Yeah.
صح.
هو ده الاموشنال انتليجنس في الحته دي. يعني ان حتى مثلا تيجي تبعتي ايميل او مسج ان يو فولوينج اب ما حدش بيرد عليكي and you're just like I'm sorry to bother you. Why are you apologizing? صح. They're the one who's
if they're bothered that's on them برضه.
Yeah. And I think women, a lot of women tend to do that and we see it a lot in like لما بيجوا يعملوا مثلا like seminars ولا حاجه for women in the workplace they show you an example of an email that a woman wrote and an email that a man wrote which شوفي ازاي دايما ال woman just like so sorry take your time I'm sorry to bother you I think you meant مش عارفه ايه like they're always very كده trying يحسسوا على مشاعر اللي قدامهم على حساب مشاعرهم هم عكس الرجاله لا يعني
they function كده الايميل الرجاله
okay, I don't want to generalize بس we do see it a lot with women. خمس حاجة is avoiding feedback like it's a personal attack. يعني إذا حد اديكي feedback immediately go to defend أو explain أو shut down.
كلنا بنعمل كده. بجد this is one of the hardest things. How can you receive criticism أو attack calmly كده؟
Apparently when you have high emotional intelligence you do.
I wish I can do that.
واضح ان الايموشنال انتليجنس ده سبيكتروم كبير قوي كده وانت يعني زي الاي كيو يعني
حاولي تتحسني. Yeah.
You sit somewhere on it and you're just try to get to the point. You have to sit and listen to criticism or a personal attack and just be fine with it and not go immediately to defend yourself or explain or shut down. سادس حاجة is using sarcasm instead of truth. يعني instead of saying that hurt my feelings you'll make a joke or roll your eye or throw shade some people feel like it's safer and هم يعملوا كده بس برضو حاجة زي دي I feel like it makes real connection impossible ان انتي مش مبينة لهم انتي مين
مش مبينة ان ده داي
وبعدين بالزبط فانتي بتبين لهم ان لا انتي عايزين بتاخدي حاجات دي as a joke لا انا ما دايقتنيش
لو هي فعلا it comes across as a joke and it's funny وبتتحكي من قلبك يعني
ما احنا هنرجع تاني بقى لنفس الفاين لاين ان ار يو بروتكتينج يور بيس باي جاست رولينج يور ايز اند لافينج ات اوف ما تكبريش وما بتكبريش الموضوع ولا ار يو جاست بتضحكي على نفسك
ما انت لو بتضحكي على نفسك لازم ما هو ده بقى اللي احنا بنتكلم فيه النهارده وي هاف تو جو باك تو اس we have to be self-aware. أنا فعلا okay with this comment ولا it triggered some negative emotions. And the answer should be clear to people.
Yeah.
I feel it's a boundary issue في الحتة دي. يعني لو حد بيتريق عليا. على فكرة I've seen it all the time. إن أصحاب بيتريقوا بعض and they're so okay with that. وأنا بالنسبة لي ممكن ما بقاش okay لو حد تريق عليا كده. ممكن. ويمكن أبقى okay في أريا تانية أنا مش sensitive فيها مثلا. أو في أريا I'm so confident. مش فرق. مش عارفة يعني. بس قصدي أقول في ناس بتaccept it وبتبقى فعلا مش متضايقة. يعني قصدي مش كل حد زي التاني في الفيلينج اوف الجوكس والحاجات دي صح؟
Yeah, I agree.
It's a deep issue يا لهوي.
Yeah.
كمل.
Two more. الحاجة اللي قبل الأخيرة. It's a little complicated.
حاولي تشرحيها
لي. I had to يعني go over it a couple of times. إنه assuming your emotions are facts. ده لو انت عندك low EI, okay. You assume your emotions are facts. If I feel rejected, I assume I was rejected. يعني مخي أخذها إنه لا هم they rejected me because I feel I'm rejected. فمعناها إنه هم they rejected me. That's a fact.
Okay.
If I feel left out, I assume I was excluded. High EI means questioning your assumptions.
يعني مش ما تصدقيش نفسك كده من اول مره
ماشي انا ده احساسي بس I have to question the assumption اللي انا عملت يعني
okay. You question your own
ايوه يعني don't react
مش feeling you question the thought اللي جه صح مش الفيلينج
and
feeling
don't
is there
react. And don't react based on the إنه your feelings are evidence. إنه your feelings بتاعتك هي دي الفاكتس. Don't react بقى. ما تروحيش تقولي للناس إنتو you rejected me. أنت جالك إحساس الرejection. But it doesn't necessarily mean إنه هو ده الفاكت.
بس أنت كده you're not questioning your own feelings. You're questioning your...
The assumption.
Yeah. The assumption أو thought اللي جي اللي بيأكد الفيلينج.
Yeah. That's why people with low emotional intelligence assume that all their feelings are facts. Like they don't question it. Like أدام أنا حسيت كده يبقى هو كده.
يبقى هو ده اللي حصل.
آه. Okay. So they don't go and just kind of like check the actual facts.
Okay.
آخر حاجة refusing to name the emotion. كلمنا I touched upon it briefly. اللي هي لما حد يسألك بقى. يقولك what's wrong? تقولي له nothing. But your tone, your face, your body language is screaming otherwise. وبعدين يزعلوا إنه you didn't figure it out. That's a problem. It's a huge problem.
It's actually a communication issue برضو. لأنه الناس هتفهم إزاي what's going on. ما لازم نقول إيه اللي going
on. You have to name the emotion. So, يعني it's not fair للي قدامك.
بس ممكن يكون إنه الشخص نفسه مش aware أو مش عارف يليبل الإيموشن بتاعته.
ما عنده low emotional intelligence.
ممكن صح.
So, these are all signs and there are a few emotional intelligence tests that can help us get a clearer sense of where we stand, like I said, on that spectrum, and which areas specifically might need strengthening. And I'm going to share a few trusted options that are actually free. أول واحد is the Greater Good Science Center EI quiz. It's free. You can just look it up. It's from UC Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center. بعد كده تاني واحد is Mind Tools Emotional Intelligence Test. This one is also free. It's a 15-minute question where you get a score for each EI pillar, self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. But I have a little mini emotional intelligence check-in kita that we can do for ourselves to know if we are emotionally intelligent or just good at faking calm. So let's answer honestly. And I want the listeners to do it with us. No judgment, just insight. Okay. I'm going to have my phone here so I can write down my answers.
Okay.
So it's a multiple choice question. So I'll ask the question and then you choose one of the answers.
And then we get scores?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our سؤال is, when I'm upset with someone, I usually A, tell them directly with care. B, say I'm fine and hope they just know. C, ghost them until the mood passes. D, snap, then apologize later.
أنا بعمل الأربعة. والله العظيم.
حسب السايكل.
لا مش actually مش حسب السايكل حسب قرب الناس دي مني. طب أنا هجاوب إزاي بقى؟
That's tricky.
Oh, that's very
I'm just
tricky.
Gonna think about أنا هشوف أنا بتعامل مع الناس القريبة مني إزاي because هي دي الناس اللي أنا بإنتراكت معها أكتر.
Oh, okay.
I think and that's where your true character shows, not with strangers.
صح.
Yeah.
أنا هعمل للناس القريبة مني.
That's going to be very insightful. Question number two. Someone gives you a tough feedback. You, A, breathe, then ask questions to understand it better. B, get defensive, then obsess about it all day. C, smile and nod and secretly vow revenge.
Even.
Or D, cry in the bathroom and pretend it didn't happen.
لا يعني most of the time I do يعني أعمل حاجة common اللي بعملها.
Okay. Third question. When someone you care about is hurting.
Someone is in pain يعني.
يعني emotional pain, whatever. You do which of the following? A, ask what they need and listen. B, offer advice immediately. Or C, tell them why you had it worse. Or D, say everything happens for a reason and change the subject. على فكرة احنا بنشوف يعني بنشوف كل ده يعني people do behave in these
ways. Yeah. وانا نفسي انا I behave in بس انا بحاول اشوف الكومن
اكتر حاجة
اكتر حاجة الفريكوينت الاوفن اللي بعملها.
I have a feeling I'm not gonna score really well on this.
ولا انا بس I have a feeling برضو ان انا اتحسنت.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
That's how it should be.
بس برضو حاسة ان انا I have a big room for improvement.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That gives us something to look forward to. Okay, fourth question. Which one sounds most like your inner monologue? A, what am I feeling and what do I need right now? Or B, I don't have time for this emotional stuff. Or C, why am I always the one who cares too much? Or D, this is probably my fault somehow.
فلي حاسة ان انا عارفة الاجابة بتاعتك.
Number 5. In a heated moment, you're most likely to A, take a pause and revisit the convo later. B, blurt something out you'll regret. Or C, say nothing but simmer for 3 days. Or D, play devil's advocate even if no one asked. Okay, that was it. Only 5 questions.
Best? Okay.
Yep. So right now, you're going to look at your results.
Okay.
If they're mostly A's, mostly B's, or mostly, you know, whatever letter. I have a clear
pattern.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
I got 3 B's and 2 A's.
Okay. So mostly B's. So mostly you are going to be mostly B's.
Mm.
And I'm mostly D.
D?
Yes. Okay. Let's understand the results. If your answers are mostly A's, you are a high emotional intelligence queen. You feel, process, and respond with clarity. People feel safe around you. Just don't forget to give yourself the same grace.
Okay.
If your answers... Bravo aliko, but if any of you got it, good on you.
Yeah.
Keep it up. We need to learn from you.
That's a reason for being proud.
If your answers are mostly B's and C's, you are a work in progress human.
Oh,
you've got awareness, but sometimes you still default to old patterns.
That's very true to me. وانت بتقولي الأسئلة أنا حاسة أن أنا كل الإجابات دي أنا عملتها بس اللي بحاول أعمله أكتر أو اللي manifesting أكتر دلوقتي هو B.
Yeah. And that's okay because EI is a muscle and you're already lifting.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
If your answers are mostly D's, welcome to the club. You're not alone. Emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about noticing, reflecting, and being brave enough to do better.
بس أنا عايز أسألك سؤال. Did you feel the same way I felt إن الإجابات كلها I'm in between ولا كان very clear?
في حاجات كنت in between.
And I felt that في كل تقريبا الأسئلة. I did react in this way في situations مختلفة.
صح. عارفة the tricky thing for me إيه and I talk about this a lot إن أنا in just in the recent year or two I feel like I grew a lot and I worked a lot on correcting a lot of the wrongs in my behavior or in the way I react or respond to a lot of things.
Okay.
When I'm answering questions like this I have my history to go off of as an answer.
انت النهاردة
and my history is mostly قبل السنتين دول.
Okay. Why are you answering from the past? ليه مش دلوقتي؟
Well, it's hard because أنا دلوقتي برضو I'm not like there yet. I'm a work in progress. But the awareness is there. That's one thing I know for sure. The awareness is there. So even if I...
Yeah, I get it.
you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah.
انا بس حاسه ان انتي ظالمه نفسك شويه في الاجابات, وانا يمكن اكون برضو optimistic قوي, يعني maybe I'm in between A B and C. I would say انتي ظالمه نفسك, maybe you're in between B C and D, مش عارف.
I had one A.
You had one A. طيب.
Yay.
I'm glad we did that, that's interesting. Yeah. في كذا تيست عايز اعملهم كلهم عشان get a clear idea. برضو ال 15 minute ده برضو هيبقى غالبا extensive اكتر. Thank you يا نانسي, يعني I appreciate that. لان انا وانا بحضر الحلقة ما كانش عندي وقت اعمل, وكنت نفسي اعمل واحد منهم قبل ما اجي اتكلم عن ال experience دي, فنانسي got us covered. Thank you حبيبتي.
You're welcome.
طيب احنا قلنا في الاول ان احنا عايزين نشفت gears من اول السيزون واحنا بنتكلم على الويل بينج, وشويه دخلنا في الايموشنز, ودلوقتي هنحاول كايند اوف بروفايد ا واي اوت او ا واي ثرو
لايك ذات
علشان نوصل للويل بينج, وفي الحته دي الايموشنال ويل بينج. فقلت اتاتش ابون كده الثلاث حلقات اللي فاتوا ان ريليشن شيب تو ايموشنال انتليجنس. عايزه اقول في الماسي ميدل الايموشنال انتليجنس will reflect positively قوي 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 على المسي ميدل. نحنا هنبقى شوية in tune مع الإيموشنز. أنا I'm in pain, I'm dysregulated, I'm feeling down, I'm active, أنا حاسة النهاردة عندي excitement and joy. فكل الفيلينجز دي when we label them, we acknowledge them, we become self-aware of, الإكسبيرينس بتاعتنا هتبقى أكيد أحسن. لو عندي خروجة حاسة أنها هتبقى بعيد أو متعبة وأنا I'm not feeling my best. عايزة أقول الإكزامبل أن أنا وجوزي قررنا أن إحنا مش هنخرج يوم الجمعة بعد كده, لأن إحنا كل يوم بنخرج يوم الجمعة بنتخين. اكيد مش يوم المشكله, مش في يوم الجمعه اكيد, يعني هي المشكله في ان احنا بنبقى that's the last day of the week, we're so exhausted, so tired, مش عارفين نعمل ايه من كتر التعب, ومصممين ننبسط, فمش بننبسط, بنتخانق. حاسه ان ده فيه شويه regulation و emotional intelligence.
انا فاكر ان انا مثلا دايما a week before I get my period back when I used to be on Facebook a lot كنت دايما اتخانق. لاحظت الباترن ده, قعدت سنين كل ما اخش على خناقه in a comment section او an argument او whatever بيبقى the week before my period, وبعد كده لما يجي لي period I'm like oh my gosh why did I get so like annoyed by this, why did I get into this, والصداع, وافضل كل شويه اخش اشوف مين رد ومين عمل لايك للكومنت بتاعي ومين and then I realized that no okay maybe I should avoid social media the week before my period so I'm not triggered.
والله شو احنا مش بناخد بالنا, مش بناخد بالنا فعلا. It's very real ان احنا we go through emotions. بالنسبة للسوشيال دراما اللي كلمنا عليها في الحلقة من الحلقات, المسunderstanding والجلسي والcompetition والحاجات الكتير اللي كلمنا عليها اللي بتخلق السوشيال دراما can be handled through emotional intelligence. لو احنا برضو عندنا empathy towards people, عندنا understanding انه collaboration may be more helpful for everybody instead of competition. لو احنا هنقدر برضو شوية نبقى self-aware لما الemotions دي تجيلنا نرجليتد, we don't act upon it, we understand our feelings ونهدى شوية على نفسنا كده. This may help us navigate those complex situations and complex feelings. Research published in the Journal of Social Issues indicates that individuals with high emotional intelligence are better equipped to handle conflicts, showing that they can de-escalate tensions and promote harmony in social situations. وده هيهلب قوي في السوشيال دراما ويقلل منها جامد جدا. A study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology found that individuals with high emotional intelligence are less likely to become engaged in workplace drama, as they can navigate interpersonal conflicts more effectively. آخر حاجة على الـ envy والـ jealousy اللي احنا برضو تكلمنا عليها في الحلقة اللي فاتت, emotional intelligence helps us understand the root cause of our feelings ونقدر نرسبوند in healthier ways. لما بنفهم واحنا ليه اصلا triggered, واحنا ليه اصلا jealous, واحنا ليه اصلا عندنا احساس بالانفي او الemotions الcomplex دي, هنقدر نتعامل معاه بطريقة احسن, ويمكن ما نحتاجش ان احنا نعمل anything about it except just acknowledge it and label it and maybe use it as a catalyst ان احنا to reach our goals or to set some goals, نقدر نتويست شوية into a positive direction. والdevelopment في الاريا دي زي communication كده بالضبط وself-awareness, حاسة ان those are three key words في personal growth. True. ان احنا لو قدرنا نشتغل عليهم ولو حاجة بسيطة كل يوم او كل اسبوع او كل شهر حتى, هتاخدنا في حتة أحسن بكتير بكتير في حياتنا, وإن إحنا will see things in a different light.
I really think so. طيب let's redeem ourselves بقى.
ياريت.
عايزين نعرف شوية tools, real tools that can really help us, مش بس كده quotes on Instagram. عايزين نعرف نعمل إيه عشان
نتصرف إزاي.
I for one don't want to score a D all over the board again if I take that quiz. Let's see what we can do.
خلينا نعمل التست ده تاني السنة الجاية ونشوف كده how we score.
إن شاء الله. Maybe I'll take it once a year. We'll see. Okay, here are some practical tips. Number one, practice the name it to tame it technique. When you feel something intense, pause and name the emotion specifically. Not just angry. Is it irritated, betrayed, disrespected, anxious, exhausted? Why this works? Neuroscience shows that labeling an emotion calms the amygdala, اللي هي the brain's fear center, and engages rational thought. وفي الحتة دي, we can use a feelings wheel.
That's really helpful.
Yeah, and they actually recommend that you use the feelings wheel once a day. I did not know what a feelings wheel was. I looked it up. I think I'm going to buy one because it looks like I so desperately need one. The way it works...
We all need one. Lina ولولادنا.
Yeah. لقيتهم عاملين a cute poster كده styles for kids' rooms عشان it helps them, I guess. مهم هيعرفوا ازاي. So the way it works is the center of the wheel, you have like the primary emotions اللي احنا اتكلمنا عليهم. هي سهل انك تقوليها angry or I feel bad.
Sad.
Like, تقدري كده في حاجات كتير lumped under that, and then you move outward for it to become more specific. The feelings become more, you tune in into the feeling. Angry might branch out into frustrated or mad or hostile. Sad could lead to lonely or disappointed or embarrassed or grieving. You choose what resonates with you in that moment, and then you know that, oh, I'm actually feeling that right now. And then when you use the name it to tame it technique, labeling that, هي calm emotions, عشان whatever, the fear centers in the amygdala will have that rational thought and oh, I'm jealous. Okay, and then but we go back to trying to figure that out. Yeah. And I feel like it's also going back to الكلام اللي احنا اتكلمناه in last week's episode about envy, when you just acknowledge that احنا كنا بنتكلم على just one feeling or one emotion. But I feel like these tips and techniques اللي توصلنا له في الحلقة اللي فاتت is pretty much the same, except you're just like having to sort through a bunch of other emotions try to find the right one, but then the way you respond to it is the same. اللي هو you ask yourself, what's underneath this? Every reaction has a root. When you feel reactive, ask, what else could this be about? Is this reminding me of something from the past, مثلاً? And when you ask yourself the asila di hayat, it works because you train your brain to pause and investigate instead of just reacting.
I wish الحاجات دي بتدرس في مدارس. بجد العيال عمالين ياخدوا في حاجات ولا هم فاهمينها ولا هم عارفينها ويحفظوها.
Exactly.
ومش بيعلموهم أبداً الحاجات دي. And it's so important. So important.
مش فاهمة ازاي احنا يعني بقينا في العصر ده and we still didn't figure that out. Not everybody's gonna end up using calculus in their life, but everybody needs some level of emotional intelligence and self-awareness to just go through a day.
Yeah.
It's hard. Another tip is to create a 30-second pause rule. Before replying to something that triggered you, a text or a comment or an eye roll, pause for 30 seconds, breathe, then decide how to respond. This works. It works because it builds self-regulation and gives your logical brain time to catch up with your emotional one.
Also, it helps in ninti لو حد عمل لك disrespectful comment أو حاجة, you disengage from this.
بس يعني in some situations you can control it like a text because مفيش حد قدامك محتاجة تردي عليه immediately.
هي شطارة بقى إن أنت تعملي كده وأنتي في real situation. Takes practice أكيد. لازم واحد يتدرب عليها وهو في العادي عشان يفتكرها لما يبقى في الموقف.
Another tip is to practice empathy reframes. So before judging someone's behavior, reframe it. They're so rude. ممكن تبقى. Maybe they're going through something I don't know about. This works عشان empathy expands our perspective and helps us stop taking everything personally. Another tip is using emotion-based journaling prompts. What emotions visited me the most today and why? What did I need emotionally this week that I didn't ask for? Apparently this works because it builds self-awareness and emotional clarity over time. So the more you answer those questions, the more you're aware.
صح.
Honestly, it does make sense. It just sounds a little like ooh. Another tip is practice non-defensive listening. Next time someone expresses a hurt or criticism, instead of responding, try this. Tell me more, or I hear you, or that wasn't my intention, but I understand why it felt that way. This is emotional intelligence in action, especially in relationships.
Hi.
A couple more tips. Watch for emotional avoidance disguised as maturity. Just because you're not yelling doesn't mean you're regulated. Check in. Are you calm or are you checked out?
لا احنا لسه في اليالينج دلوقتي ده ليفل 2
بس this helps في السيتويشن اللي احنا السؤال اللي احنا كناش لاقيين له اجابه ومش قادرين نفهمه حلو السؤال ده are you calm or are you checked out فانا لما اسحب نفسي من السيتويشن اما بسحب نفسي عشان انا فعلا calm وعايزه deescalate السيتويشن عشان اللي قدامي دلوقتي is dysregulated ولا انا I'm checked out اللي هو I gave up on the situation it's a good question to ask
it's
I'm gonna do that next time
صح.
Let's get to the bottom of this. This works because it helps you spot patterns like shutting down, distancing, or performing quote-unquote peace while boiling inside.
This is something.
The حتة دي بقى إيه هي دي اللي أنا هشتغل عليها.
الحتة دي مهمة قوي. كلنا عايزين نشتغل عليها لأنها فعلاً بنعملها unconsciously.
التيب قبل الأخيرة is to create a safe space for vulnerability, even with yourself. Make it normal to say things like, I'm not okay right now. Oh, I need a minute. Oh, this is bringing up more for me than I expected. Actually, I feel this a lot. Mm. I should voice it out. This is bringing up more for me than I expected. دايما عندي الاحساس ده. Whoa, was not ready for that. This works عشان naming vulnerability fosters connection and self-trust مع نفسك انتي. آخر حاجة بقى ودي جميلة قوي, especially for us as mothers and parents, is teach it to others. Explaining emotions to a child, a friend, or a partner, it actually strengthens your own EI. The more you reflect it, the more you embody it. انت عارفة انا كنت بقول في الحتة دي هي كنت بتكلم مع جوزي امبارح about the podcast and I was just telling him that you know I read a lot and there's a lot of things that interest me بعض اقرأ عليها بس in the past before doing this I would just read it once and I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. وخلاص. Sometimes I forget the information. Sometimes I know I read something في الحتة دي بس مش فاكراها قوي. I cannot retrieve it from my brain. I cannot recall it. But since doing the podcast and having to sit and not just read the information and you have to sit down and prepare. So you're writing it down and then you're talking about it في الحلقة and then you're editing the episode and then you're listening to the episode after it's being edited it's like إن هو ملا بدق المعلومة في مخي like over and over and over and so now it's a lot easier for me not just to retain the information but I can recall it faster and I can when it's time to come and like practice it بقى أنا هبقى فاكرة التيبس دي هي versus just reading it coming across it once كده وخلاص
طبعاً.
So sharing the information with others in a way بتساعدني أنا كمان إن أنا أتعلم عارفة هو إحنا دايماً بنقول بفكركم بفكر نفسي it is true
it's very true I can totally relate للفكرة دي لأنه الواحد فعلاً بيتعلم لو كان عايز يشرح أو يشير الانفورميشن دي مع حد بطريقة سيمبل
yeah
it helps طبعاً it helps a lot that's part of the journey of personal growth and self-discovery.
100%. So yeah, that was it. These are all the tips that I came across that will hopefully help us become more emotionally intelligent. Hopefully I will stop calling everything a boundary and acknowledge that some of it is avoidance. And it's just, I'm so grateful now that I know the difference.
أنا برضو حسيت إن أنا, I tend to do emotional avoidance sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some points to improve our emotional intelligence. نانسي تقريبا غطيتهم كلهم بس انا عندي 3 simple steps عشان entry level emotional intelligence بس لو عايزين نحاول نبدا في الطريق ده those are really simple very effective وانا هبدا adopt them و embrace them Jefferson Fisher who is an attorney and a communication skills coach قال 3 حاجات ممكن يحسنوا قوي emotional intelligence and they're very simple اول واحده use the words I need.
Mm.
But I felt it's very effective. لأنه it might seem very straightforward or simple, but it's really powerful. لأن إحنا when we say that إحنا فعلا بنفكر what do I need. I need a, I need time, I need a moment, maybe. Maybe I need to understand what you're saying. Maybe I need to understand what's behind what you're saying.
Maybe I need attention.
Maybe I need attention. Maybe I need to talk about this. That's my need. ما عايز أحل ولا عايز أروح. ساعات لما بنروح لجوزنا ونبقى عايزين نتكلم مثلا. I need to talk. مش عايز أحل مش عايز حاجة. I just need to talk. By voicing your needs clearly and assertively, it helps us express our emotions when change the dynamic of the conversation. That's very simple and very effective. وفلت إن هي حاجة ممكن نفتكرها يعني.
I think it's also helpful للقدامك مثلا لو حد جاي لك and they have a need that they're not able to name, so that you're also emotionally intelligent, but on the other end, but and need to ask the question, what do you need right now? Do you need me to listen or do you need help? علشان some people immediately assume that you need them to solve the problem for you. And then we get annoyed, just like, أنا مش عايزك تحل لي المشكلة, I just want you to listen. So maybe if the person نفسه مش حاسس الاموشن, maybe we can ask them what they need.
Yeah, we can help them.
Yeah.
تاني حاجة, إن إحنا ناخد الانتنشن بقى, ودي يعني it aligns so much with our intentions season. إن إحنا ناخد الانتنشن to have something to learn, not something to prove. For any conversation or any discussion. نروح كده بإن إحنا عندنا every intention to learn. To learn عن الشخص ده, عن situation دي, عن experience دي. Instead of إحنا رايحين to prove إن whatever is اللي إحنا عايزين to prove. This is helpful لأن it shifts the mindset from trying to prove yourself into focusing on learning a new thing from the situation. But it's a growth mindset برضو. It encourages openness where it makes discussions very constructive and less confrontational. برضو بيقلل من حدة أي conversation. ثالث وآخر حاجة إنه what triggers you teaches you. And that's so true to me. أنا بحس إن أنا دايما ببقى عندي triggers كده في حتة معينة مش فهماها. فwe should all pay attention to what triggers us. What triggers our emotions. هو إيه اللي قالته, إيه اللي عملته, إيه اللي حصل خلاني أفيل, made me feel مثلا off أو upset أو maybe frustrated, disappointed, angry, أي feeling. ونreflect شوية عليه ونسأل نفسنا, نفضل نسأل نفسنا why am I triggered, إيه اللي تحت التريجر ده, في حاجة, في حاجة تحت التريجر ده. And then when you answer هتلاقي حتى كتير من السايكولوجيست بيقولك keep asking why am I triggered, because I'm annoyed, why are you annoyed, because I don't like it, why don't you like it, because you have to try your best to reach to the what is this, what's happening inside of you. And sometimes it's very hard إن الواحد يوصل, بس كتر إن إحنا نسأل نفسنا حنعرف التريجر. Sometimes in best trigger in it makes me feel lonely. Oh, it makes me feel isolated. Oh, it makes me feel used. حاجة اللي هي مش ملاش أي علاقة ب isolated و lonely و used. حاجة بعيدة قوي, بس هي دي التريجر الحقيقي.
Yeah.
I don't like to be used. Oh, I don't like to feel naive. مثلا يعني.
Yeah. I have to say you are really really good at this. بجد دي حاجة, دي حاجة that I love about you is that انت دايما you ask that question whenever you have a feeling, you're like, oh wait a second, why am I I'm triggered, let's get to the bottom of this. حتى لو أنا بحكي لك حاجة it's like استني, let's stop here, ليه بقى this triggered you, تعالي بقى نفهم. So I love that about you. So you do have that part like solid.
الحمد لله.
You got it.
الحمد لله. I think I learned it, we keep learning, and I still ساعات ما بلاقيش أي إجابات, بجد ما بلاقيش أي إجابات,
but you keep asking the question.
But
like
I keep asking the question. I think إن الواحد لما بيعرف التريجرز بتاعته برضو بيهدى شوية يعني. أنا مش عايزة برضو حاجة تفضل تتريجر مي. And once you communicate this, ساعات بتبقى very vulnerable. ساعات مثلا لما بتبقي مع أولادك مثلا, مرة أنا كنت بكلم مع بنتي وكنت بقول لها it was a trigger, and I'm like وصلت في الآخر لأن أنا خايفة عليها قوي. يعني هو ده الreal thought أو الفير, في fear جوايا خايفة عليها قوي. It didn't come across خالص كده, جت في حاجة تانية خالص. ساعات لما بتوصلي للحاجة هي نفسها she was قدرت تفهم وانا ليه بعمل reactions دي وانا ليه triggered.
But like communicating about that feeling after you ask yourself the questions and have the answer, and if it's a very vulnerable feeling, communicating it with someone, that's about another thing, and that's next episode. Yeah, the vulnerability,
that's connection, that's pure connection. Mm-hmm. If you can feel safe enough مع حد ان انت to communicate الside ده منك اللي هو soft قوي vulnerable قوي ولو اتخبط هيتوجع, and then you can reassure yourself ان انت حتى لو اتخبطتي وتوجعتي you're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
بس ده طبعا البرسن ده اكيد هيطلع من الحسبة, بس قصدي that's where true connection is found. لانه فعلا كل الكونكشن اللي احنا بنقولها على نفسنا ومع بعض وكده, if it's not true ما فيهاش vulnerability, معلش قولي بقى اللي انت عايزة, احنا قريبين, احنا close, احنا مش عارف ايه. لو You're ما فيش right. true vulnerability وان انت فعلا you can expose your ساعات the dark side
أو ugly side,
ساعات part that you're not proud of أو you don't like. It's deep, it's very deep, بس it's true connection.
It is. I can't wait to dig into this particular topic in next week's episode, inshallah.
That takes us to the next week's challenge, although it's not the normal flow بتاعنا. احنا لون بنعمل intentions, بس since we're talking about vulnerability, next week will be what if I had the courage. The week I show vulnerability.
أنا فكرت في التشالنج بتاع الأسبوع ده.
Hey,
I actually thought about it, guys. I wanted a good one for us. Again, with these kind of things, it's not easy, but I thought of something and it is going to be a challenge. How about for next week, إن إحنا كل يوم, you share one thing that makes you feel exposed with someone safe. It could be a truth about yourself that you never shared. It could be a boundary or a fear. Just let yourself be seen. يعني أنا مرة, I came across a thread where someone said, drop your unpopular opinions. وفي some unpopular opinions إذا أنت قلتيها الناس يعني people will lose their mind because في حاجات بجد so unpopular, وانت عارفة ان انت في المينوريتي, ان الناس كلها شايفة عكس اللي انت شايفة ده, فpeople tend to not really share unpopular opinions. هي
صح.
انا عادت افكر جامد قوي, if I had an unpopular opinion what would it be, ولقيت ان انا عندي فعلا opinions that I wouldn't share عشان انا مش عايزة rejection, مش عايزة ضايق الناس. Yeah, making someone feel bad I guess is the biggest fear.
Okay.
It's something that I feel so strongly about, yet I don't talk about it in a way that I should. فلقيت انه لا, في حاجات كتير قوي, and for me to talk about it not only will it make me feel good and وهبقى بقى يعني I guess like honesty level الوحش, but also I'm gonna be vulnerable and I'm putting myself انا دلوقتي في situation ان ممكن ناس تattack me, علشان everybody's gonna be like, what, how could you say that, how dare you say that, that's مثلا whatever بقى their belief how they see it, but it's something I feel so strongly about.
أنا مش عارفة ال vulnerability دي, وأنا أتكلم عليها كتير في الحلقة الجاية, بس it's like أنا بحسها حاجة sensitive قوي, مش أي حد should have access to your vulnerability. أنا دايما عندي ال belief ده, not everybody can access your vulnerable side, يعني that's very special to someone who لازم ي prove consistently إنه
they're يعني safe. Yeah,
you're safe with. مش عارفة هنعمل ايه في الحلقة.
How are we gonna do that in public,
man? I'm not sure if I can be so vulnerable in public. الحمد لله I can be vulnerable مع ناس معينة or situations معينة.
Which is the challenge, is that you don't have to be vulnerable on the podcast, even though I think we really are. But the challenge is to be vulnerable with someone you feel safe with, someone you trust, and at least and share something with someone every single day that week. And okay, let's reflect on how that makes us feel at the
every
end of the week.
Every single day?
Every single day you share one thing that makes you feel exposed with someone you feel safe around.
That's a challenge.
Yeah. And then طبعاً we'll dissect vulnerability next week. I'm sure Brene Brown is going to come in full force next episode. I can't wait to discuss it.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this episode. طيب الانتنشنز بقى بتاعت الحلقة دي. Do you have some intentions النهاردة؟ في الايموشنال انتليجنس وهنبقى ان شاء الله هنبقى اذكياء ايموشنلي فيري انتليجنت باي نيكست يير.
I think my intention will be mostly to stop performing emotional intelligence and to start practicing it imperfectly, because obviously I'm not good at it. I will do more naming and less numbing. And I will stay curious about what I feel instead of trying to change how I feel or fix it. I learned that emotional intelligence starts with presence and not perfection. And that you build on it. If I ask myself first what is the feeling, and then just keep getting to the bottom of it, that maybe eventually I'll be able to stop reacting to that feeling, and maybe after that I'll start communicating it with others, and only upwards from there, I guess.
That's a good intention. I like it. My intentions for this topic, which is a really, I feel it's a complex concept, mainly to have more compassion to my feelings. يعني لما أحس بحاجة I don't judge the feeling as much. بدأت أقدر أليبل شوية, بس I still have this, why am I feeling this way? I shouldn't be feeling this way. طب أنا feeling برضو مش لازم I judge myself for having the feeling. أبقى compassionate أكتر و I extend this empathy to myself أكتر من الأول. وطبعا عايزه اشتغل بقى على الاكتيف ليسننج اللي انا بقطع الناس واعمله وحتى في الايديتنج بحس ان انا بقطع كذا مره. ف this is something I want to work on و learn how to be more curious, وان انا اسال اسئله اكتر حتى مع اولادي مع الناس القريبين مني, احاول افهم اكتر, احاول افهم اكتر, واحاول بقى دايما ان هو ده يبقى practice وابقى رول موديل لولادي ان هم يبقوا in tune مع مشاعرهم ومشاعر الناس ويحاولوا دايما ان هم improve on this, لأن حاسة إن هي ملهاش, you can always work on this, مفيش مش هتوصلي, it's a work in progress دايما. صح. بس كده.
I love that, these are great intentions.
في الآخر بقى عايزين نفكر نفسنا ونفكركو إن emotional intelligence is not just a skill, it's a lifeline in our fast paced distraction filled world. عايزة أفكر نفسي باللحظات اللي أنا I felt understood and supported, وحسيت انه قد ايه I felt loved في اللحظات دي, والفيلينج ده يبقى الموتيف بتاعنا دايما ان احنا نكونكت مع نفسنا ونكونكت مع الناس. Let's commit to being more present, more empathetic and more connected, both to ourselves and to those around us.
And remember that feeling fully doesn't mean you're weak, it means you're paying attention. And that's where healing starts. Until then, stay soft, stay brave, and feel it all.
Thank you for taking the time to learn and grow with us.
Until next time,
bye!
عايزين نشكركم قوي for joining us on this journey.
بجد, we are so grateful for you guys.
We hope إن كلامنا النهاردة يكون فكركم بيور strength, resilience, and potential. وإن إحنا هنا معاكم, cheering you on every step of the way.
Until we meet again, stay inspired, stay empowered, and stay in touch. وأهم حاجة, know that you are not alone.
Because there will always be
شاي وقهوة.
We're so cheesy.